Imani Rupert Gordon is the new executive director of the National Center for Lesbian Rights. She's here to talk about NCLR and give us her spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Imani.
Hi, how's it going?
Fine, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks so much for having me.
Tell us about the National Center for Lesbian Rights.
Well, NCLR advances the equality of LGBTQ folks through litigation, legislation, policy advocacy, and public education. We use a multi-pronged approach to achieve equity for all LGBTQ people. NCLR was started by women who recognized that their needs as lesbians weren't being addressed by the larger LGBTQ movement. And now, 42 years later, NCLR continues to find holes in the LGBTQ movement and works to create protections for everyone, paying particular attention to communities that are often overlooked in the larger LGBTQ movement.
How did you get involved?
Well, I've been a longtime fan and supporter of NCLR, but I became much more aware of NCLR's work when my sister Maya worked at NCLR. Maya was the policy director for about 5 years, and during that time, I got to see some of the more dynamic and strategic ways that an organization could provide protection for a community. So understanding NCLR's work greatly impacted my own understanding of activism and strategy, and I'm really excited to be part of that.
What do you hope to accomplish with your work?
You know, I want to be part of creating an inclusive LGBTQ movement where we can all see ourselves represented and bring more people with us. For many of us, equality didn't come simply from our existence. We had to fight to be included. And there's not one issue that's exclusively an LGBTQ issue. All issues affect LGBTQ people. And when we start to use this as a praxis, we can see how important it is to include gender and race and ability and socioeconomic class in all of our social identities in our LGBTQ analysis and ultimate path to liberation. I guess I just want to be part of making this praxis the baseline so that our LGBT movement starts at a place where we include all LGBTQ people.
How do you see our LGBTQ community surviving the Trump administration as we head towards the November election?
You know, we have been surviving it. I remember 4 years ago, the question we would ask is, what's going to happen to our communities under this administration? And this administration has been hostile to us by refusing to count us, by rolling back protections on our community. But we also see our community really banded together. And we've seen activists partnering with organizations, and we've seen shifts in strategy to keep our community safe. We've seen movements like Me Too and the 1619 Project open dialogue and create meaningful culture change that I hope will translate into structural change. We've seen more LGBTQ candidates and more people of color running for office. We've seen experiences of LGBTQ people as part of the discussion on the national debate stage. We know what's in front of us, and I'm proud of the work that the LGBTQ community has done to create public education around the importance of this election.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids?
You know, for the young people out there that feel alone, I want them to know that there are people in this world that have dedicated our lives to making the world better for folks like us. We want you and we need you here. But more than that, I want to talk to peers and teachers and administrators and coaches of these LGBTQ young people and stress the importance of stopping bullying behavior. This behavior isn't just part of growing up, or it shouldn't be. Bullying has real consequences, and we should treat it that way. We want to remember that it's important to check on LGBTQ young people. We know the devastating effects that bullying has on LGBTQ youth, but we also know how important it is in the development of a young person to know that there are adults out there that believe in you and that value you. And being that support is a huge help. And lastly, I think it's important to say this because for all of us, sometimes we see that behavior isn't okay, but we don't feel like we have the right words to say. And the thing is, just interrupting the interaction will probably stop or at least derail the behavior. But also, it might make someone think about their bullying behavior next time. If someone knows that they're going to have to confront someone when they engage in this type of bullying behavior, it might make them reevaluate their behavior. We don't always know the impact of our actions, but it's important to stand up when we can.
How can people get information about NCLR?
You can find out more by going to our website, nclrights.org, to learn about opportunities and you're supporting an amazing organization that in all actuality are making our lives better.
What are the projects you're working on?
I just moved to the Bay, but last week I had an opportunity to attend a fundraiser for our Born Perfect campaign, which is a program of NCLR that's working to protect youth from the harmful practices of conversion therapy. Virginia became the 20th state to pass a law protecting LGBTQ youth from conversion therapy. So we know that systems change can be slow, but when we do our part, we all get there, and I'm happy to see this progress and to be part of it with NCLR.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
You know, a question I don't get a lot, but I know people think about it, and that is, why should I support NCLR? I'm not a lesbian. And to that, I would say the work of NCLR does support everyone. When you serve the community by starting from the perspective and lived experience of supporting underrepresented people, especially when that's already underrepresented group, then we bring everyone with us. When we start from the perspective of looking at LGBTQ issues as they intersect with race and gender and socioeconomic class and other identities, the whole movement is stronger because it includes more of us. If we start from the perspective of looking at the most privileged groups in the LGBT movement, the same people are being left out, and we really have to make this movement work for all of us. Remember, this movement isn't for the select few of us that are fortunate enough to be represented. This movement is for all of us.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I have so many, but recently I got to sit down with Mia Birdsong, and Mia said, "You don't have to do everything, you just have to do your part," which I just love. And when we think about doing social impact work, we think about having to do everything, and there's so much to do, and it's overwhelming. But this quote really reframed my thinking, and I'm going to work to do the work that I'm doing to the best of my ability for as long as I can, and I know that there's someone coming after me just like I came after someone. So we don't have to do everything. We just have to do our part.